Perek Yud Ches Seif Tes Vav. Now we're discussing when do we consider it a plant pot which has got a hole. Hapshir Nekev Seif Tes Vav. How big does the hole have to be? Haposkim Nistapku Maushir Nekev Agoim Laotis Lechoshev Knokov. The Poskim have a big machloikas. What is considered a hole which considers this plant pot to be considered a plant pot which has got a hole inside it? If the hole is bigger than the amount which will help water to go in, it is considered the otzis nokuf. What is considered water going in means if you put the plant pot on a bowl of water, then the water will seep in. That is considered. Oh, that's only a lotion from Chazal. But how you make it down there, down the hachme, the neck of shekoitroy, millimeter echot. If it's got a diameter of one millimeter, then the poskim say one should go and take on the stringent. That means, even though it is the machlaikas, that is the most stringent halacha, poskim. Therefore, we take on like that from a millimeter. From a millimeter and onwards, it is considered a plant pot which has got a hole inside it. Therefore, if it has got a hole inside it, it is also minatoria. If it is also midrabbana, sometimes you can take a lenience when you've got something else which joins with it. But if it is also minatoria, it's much more chomo. Therefore, if it is already a millimeter diameter, the hole, then you've got a problem from otzitz which has got from a plant pot which has got a hole inside already. If there's a necker, should be the funnest office. If you've got a hole not underneath, you've got a hole which is on the side from the plant pot. Gamim a necker, ain't a bit tachtis office, a bit of noisov, can necker shoshe at semach, either necker or snuckle. If you have a hole in the plant pot, but on the side of the plant pot, if it is opposite, straight to the roots from the plant, then it is also considered a otzitz nokuf. Those are considered a plant pot which has got a hole inside it because it has a hole on the side opposite the roof. Perek Yudches Seif Yud Zayin Otzitz Cheretz Ve'etz Seif Yud Zayin Yeshnom Suge Atzitzim Asher Gam Kasher Einom Nukuvim Dinam Kenukuvim Mishum Shani Nikam Mafapas Perek Otzitz Atzmo. There are some sort of plant pots which are made from material which is considered has got a hole. That means if a person will take a plant pot which is made from material, let's say, everybody would say this material is going to let the plant to go and seep from the ground, even though it is in a plant pot. Now, there is certain material which is also considered Kiilu, there is there a hole, even though we don't see the hole with our eyes. Now, what material is that? There is a big machloikas rishonim. Is it earthenware? Some rishonim say, if you've got earthenware, it's considered something which you can see, even though there is an earthenware base, it'll still seep through it. Some rishonim say, no, earthenware does not seep through, only if it's made from wood. Therefore, halacha, we worry about both shitot, and we take on both sorts of plant pots, whether it's made from cheres, whether it's made from earthenware, or it's made from wood, it's considered a otzitz nokuf. It's considered a plant pot which has got a hole inside it, even though it has got no hole. It's considered ke'il has got a hole, since it is machloek sushenim, we are worried maybe the plant will be able to seep through the walls from this plant pot. Let's see it inside. Yeshlon suge atzitzim asher gam kasher einam nukuvim dinam kenukuvim. There's some sort of plant pot, even though they don't have a hole, we consider them as if they got a hole. Mishum sheyanikim mafaper derech otzitz atzmo, because the plant will go and seep through the walls from the plant pot. For Rishonim lech mekubes, then there's a machlokes Rishonim. When is it considered as if it has got a hole? Yesh akosu zeh ma'otzus asu kecheres מפפס, אני ניקה דרך החס, ודינה כאופסית נוקה, אף שאין בו נקב כלל. ויש חולקים מסויבים שאופסית של חס, שאין בו נקב, דינה כאין נוקב. אך אופסית זה עושה מעץ, דינה כנוקב. אף כשאין בו נקב. וזה עשה מישהו מאוד, ואיפה יגוף חרס, if it's made from earthenware, then it's got a din from keilu, it's got a hole in it. And so all the Rishonim say, no, if it's cheres, it's not considered as if it's got a hole, if it's made from earthenware, but only if it is made from wood. Therefore, la'al'inin ha'loche ne'ach ha'shulchan lo'ach din zeh besofet, v'chein yishlach min bein ba'otzeh shel ches, bein ba'otzeh shel es, la'achshivin ha'nekuvim af she'en b'hem nekev. Therefore, one has to take on the stringent, whether you've got a plant pot which is made from cheres, from earthenware, when you've got a plant pot which is made from wood, then the halacha is, it's got a din, you have to consider it as if it's got a hole inside it, and whatever, you have to worry that maybe it's considered a hole, and be awesome in a toyah to go and pull, to go and cut from it a branch. In brackets, he says, L'ella halom sif chafes yispa'a, she yispa'a, shamachlek azu ba'otis shal charet, nemarek kasher otis shasul yerek, al-tzemach shagizarach. Aval, im Natur aber Ilan und Zemach schon gizah kosher, nur kulam und nidin hoa otzit kenokov, im hoa otzit cheret, mishum shashroshim mefapim v'yunkim adama. He says, later on we'll learn, that when do we have the machloikos all together, if earthenware is considered something which stops the plant from having connection with the ground, is only when you have a plant which is soft, when its branch is soft, when its bark is soft, but if you have something which is bark is strong like a tree, since it has got strong, it's not soft, such things according to everybody, such trees, or something like a tree, which its bark is strong, it's not soft, such a thing, everybody agrees that if it is earthenware, it is considered dragged to the ground, it's got din, as if it has a hole inside it.